With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More severe weather in Iowa predicted over the weekend.
Severe weather continues days after a tornado devastated one small town in Iowa, killing four people and injuring 35 others. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Fowle says this isn't the end of severe weather in eastern Iowa.
We're expecting several of those flood warnings to continue for at least the next few days. And we do have additional chances of precipitation again over this coming weekend. So we're going to be watching the flooding situation pretty closely.
Meteorologists added that strong straight-line wind gusts, equivalent to the speed of a weak tornado, were recorded across Iowa. The Weather Service says at least five tornadoes were reported south of Iowa City and near Moline, Illinois. No injuries have been reported. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, airports and roads are expected to be jam-packed during the Memorial Day weekend, making up for travel lost during the pandemic. Miami resident Victoria Ramos Valdez, who was traveling on the Florida Turnpike, said her young family saved money to take a Memorial Day weekend trip.
We're going to go for a $300 budget, and the hotel is around $150 for the water slide, and so spending the whole day there, and then we're going to take a trip up to other cities like St. Augustine and maybe end up in Savannah.
AAA projects 43.8 million people will travel 50 miles or more from home from Thursday the 23rd through Monday the 27th, saying it's the second highest Memorial Day weekend ever tracked. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is transferring power to his deputy so he can undergo a medical procedure tonight. Pentagon says it's an elective non-surgical procedure related to his previous bladder issue, but not connected to his prostate cancer diagnosis. He apologized for keeping another hospital stay a secret back in January. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Washington, D.C.
A U.S. District Court judge has ruled that the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority violated the rights of a Christian ministry when it refused to accept ads. Wall Builders submitted two advertisements to be featured on city buses, and both were rejected. The transit system says it won't accept any ads having to do with religion, but Judge Beryl Howell found the rule is too restrictive and arbitrarily enforced. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The parental rights group Moms for Liberty says it plans to spend more than $3 million on a multi-state ad blitz to increase its membership and engage voters before November. It will specifically target voters in Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, four battleground states that are among the most important this fall. The group hopes to expand its efforts to the other key swing states as well. This is SRN News. Marilyn Mosby, the former top prosecutor in Baltimore who was convicted of lying to obtain mortgages on Florida vacation properties, is not going to prison.
The former state's attorney for the city of Baltimore has been ordered to forfeit a Florida vacation home and was sentenced to 12 months of home confinement, 100 hours of community service, and 3 years of probation. The government said she expressed no remorse and that her perjury harmed everyone who followed the rules during the coronavirus pandemic. Judge Lydia K. Grigsby said it was a sad day for the city of Baltimore and added that Mosby displayed a pattern of dishonesty, but she noted the crimes didn't involve taxpayer money and said separating Mosby from her two young daughters weighed heavily on her decision. Mosby gained a national profile when she unsuccessfully pursued charges against six police officers in the case of Freddie Gray. I'm Jennifer King.
At a rally in the Bronx Thursday evening, former President Trump said he plans to have Nikki Haley on his team in some form. More details at SRNnews.com.